a bit of my sandwich.
Blog Talk
Vegemite.
Radio.
A Vegemite?
Vegemite.
Oh. Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained. It all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24-7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello, guys. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. How was your week?
Oh, pretty good.
Cold.
Cold.
It's fucking cold. I know it's cold. It's snowing. It's finally snowing. I took my contacts out. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, let me take them out early tonight. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go back and put them in. I know, but.
Put them in just to watch the snow.
Yeah, so I guess everybody's week. I've been listening to a lot of music, you know, this week. This has been music week for me,
mm-hmm.
like, you know. So I've been doing that.
Yeah, me, I've just been washing things up and sorting through a couple of things and getting ready to ship a few things out.
Mm-hmm. And I know Fabian off tonight because of the weather. How bad is it there?
Oh, it's going to turn into a ice skating rink after, I think, midnight or something like that.
How cold?
My director of operations called me
mm-hmm.
today and explicitly told me not to come in, that Knoxville was shut down, that Tennessee was shut down.
Oh, my God.
The entire state has been covered in this monstrosity of a storm.
I know.
And when the director of operations calls you on your personal phone
I know.
You're at the house,
yep.
Yeah,
you know
it's time to say, oh, okay, hot chocolate,
shout
and I'll just
Stevie
stay home.
Lawson. He's having ice storms down in Chattanooga, too. 180 miles from me, the same system.
Yeah,
so.
It's gigantic. That's where we're getting snow. It's all this big line of the storms is coming up this way.
It's
oh, my
huge.
God.
Running all the way from Mexico into Texas. Down along the southwest and then up north along the coast.
Yep.
And the coast up here, the coast up on the
Maine
northeast.
Maine is just falling in the ocean over there, I see.
Oh,
Maine
my God, yeah.
Falling.
Maine is?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey.
I mean,
you should see Jersey.
Yeah,
so
Jersey's starting to look starting to look as bad as Maine.
And, oh, God, I mean, like,
I mean,
really? Jersey. Jersey's, like, flooding today even after all of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my
oh, yeah.
God, that's crazy! I'm not used to seeing seaside underwater for no reason.
Oh,
like,
no.
Without
hey, those waves were pretty wicked that you posted.
I know. Yeah, that's unusual. Look, that's unusual. You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
You probably don't want to be body surfing those.
I wouldn't want to go in the water, period.
Yeah, it's January. Look, I wouldn't be anywhere near the ocean water up here.
Wait, you're kidding? Not anymore. It's
yeah.
God, no.
No, it's the highest on record ever for the ocean temperatures. They went up that much. That's what's causing all the storms and that, you know, the low, you know how it, water and it's warmer and then the air, it just makes more storms. There's more moisture in the air from that. And oh, shit, where was it? Somewhere. Oh, fuck.
Over the rainbow?
No, yeah. Somewhere. I'll just go to Oz now. I'll go to Oz right now. Right, baby? Going off to Oz now.
let's go. Hey, I got a house we can throw into the next tornado and just go land down there in Oz.
No doubt. Well, the thing is that it would just slide down the mountain, you know, because of all the ice. And
oh, my
she
God.
Would probably
yeah.
get out from under it pretty good. It would flip up over the edge of the mountain, and she's back.
Look at the fort. If anybody wants to help Fort Mifflin, go to their Facebook page.
Fort
Mifflin has a.
Fort Mifflin also has a website. Oh God, www.fortmifflin.us.
Little
I
story
believe.
About that, Lisa.
Oh,
go ahead, David.
I was going to say, Defenders of Fort Mifflin has a Facebook page that's posted about helping Fort Mifflin as well.
Yes. Yep. And Greg O'Brien. Shout out
to Greg O'Brien. Definitely.
Who keeps everyone informed, which is really good. All right, and he does, and I love Greg. Greg is great. All right,
yeah,
but,
Lisa, there's a little story about the building that was quote-unquote attacked by the wind. Back in 2015, our wonderful Lisa, my cousin Lisa, the one that you are, you know, listening to right now, she filmed in that building. You filmed a role you were asked to portray.
Oh, that was
portray.
Way earlier. That was 2010, wasn't it?
Oh, was it 2010?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I got mixed up with the other one. You've done several.
Well,
so,
yeah,
well,
which show, though?
Who was that? Was it? Who
stories.
Was you portraying in that one, in that
oh,
building, that
what?
Very same building that got damaged?
That building, wait, hold on. I played two different
Sarah,
people.
Somebody,
so,
right?
The show Ghost Stories, I was playing Elizabeth Bunker because Elizabeth
That's
Bunker
it.
Did
yes.
live there, and I wore the bonnet, and then when I fell on the bed and died, you know, that shit, and I died.
Yeah, it
ghost
was
writer.
Ghost Stories,
anyway,
that syndicated
yep,
series
and
on...
Yes, and then the other one was the most terrifying place
Discovery Channel.
On Earth.
Yeah.
In America. Okay, the most well, America is the scariest place on Earth. Well, anyway, and it was most terrifying place in America. And that's when I played Elizabeth Pratt.
Now, Elizabeth Pratt. Okay, you did film in there twice, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was the second
same,
one I was thinking of.
The,
but I do
two,
remember seeing the Ghost
yep.
Stories one, too.
Yep, two,
it was
old. Both were Elizabeth.
Both are possibilities for because Elizabeth Bunker was a sergeant's wife, okay, that lived up there in Elizabeth's room. But see, she got a gastritis, really, really painful gastritis, and, so the pain and stuff like that. But Elizabeth Pratt... where the artillery shed is over there used to be like their house, and she lived there with Sergeant Pratt, her husband, and they had two kids, and then the kids died of yellow fever, and then next thing you know, Elizabeth's dead, and they were young, and it all happened at the fort, but she lost her kids first, so they may think she's the screaming lady, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that fucking scream, okay? No. Let me tell you something. I trained animal control officer, okay? I know all the sounds of animals. Right? I mean, like, I can identify a deer, a fox, I mean, all of them. Coyotes, not all that.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard this, it don't sound like that. It sounds like somebody's either witnessing a bloody murder or witnessed a body or is getting murdered at the same time. But it sounds very non-animal.
More old-school mafia-related.
But it wouldn't be that. Not a lady. Get what I'm saying? But,
No.
I don't know. I mean, it could be a million things because this land was land before, and the fort's pretty energetic, so to speak, I guess you could say. You know? So, I don't know. But
I interrupted. Can you put those plugs out again to help Fort Mifflin?
Okay. Either go to www.fortmifflin.us. Okay, that's their website. Or you can go to Fort Mifflin's Facebook page. Okay, they have a Facebook page. Or go to Defenders of Fort Mifflin on Facebook. Okay, you're going to see a GoFundMe or anything. You could reach out, any kind of help they need. The roof blew off of the officer's quarters completely.
Yep.
I'm dying. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, and they need help desperately. This is the fort. They need help.
So far, I think they said.
This fort saved America. The only reason why it's not taught in the history books is because after 6 weeks and 6 days, the British seized the fort.
Right.
But if it wasn't for that 6 weeks and 6 days, George Washington would not have been able to get his men to Valley Forge.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay,
Fort Mifflin made that possible. Everybody forgets about Fort Mercer in New Jersey across the river there.
Oh, no, they used to come back and forth from Fort Mercer because it's right across from it's the fort in the river and the other
fort.
Well,
you just don't hear as much about Fort Mercer.
No, I always did because my mom.
Well, you do because you're a foreign man.
No, my mom.
The general consensus is that, Fort Mifflin, when you look at Fort Mifflin, it's incredible. It's just like an imposing, it's so large, you know, it's got all those different buildings, it's still got all the casemates, it's got all that original, if I remember right, it's the only historic, it's the only of its kind.
We're intact Revolutionary War fort in America.
I didn't want to say it wrong.
Yep, constructed in, it was like kind of reconstructed in 1798, though, after 1771 when it was built.
1798,
okay.
That's Yeah, that's kind of all revolutionary,
that,
you know.
Yep, that was still, no, War 1812, you know, War 1812, basically. You know,
it was originally a British fort anyway.
And of course, it was the Civil War prison. It wasn't decommissioned, I think, until 1956.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it made it through both World Wars as well.
Yes, that it did. Yeah,
yeah,
that I know.
David,
well, 54
thank you.
Or 56.
You just set me up for what I was going to tell you and David.
What?
We were talking about technology.
What
I was going to throw, and I told you this was going to be delicious and y'all would be able to chime in on this immediately. If you stop and think about okay, let me go ahead and set it up. Lisa was talking about how all these different things have come out over the years, like cell phones and all this technology that we have, and you were alluding to the possibility that this could be tied into alien technology that we've took and made to repurpose for ourselves and make it work for us. Well, if you stop and think about something, and y'all just brought it up, the World Wars, if you think about the era that we reportedly had our first encounter, Roswell, 1940s and all that. If you think about the 1940s, I have a question. Do you think that there's a possibility that the technology that they used during World War One and World War Two, or even World War II. I mean, remember the Tunguska blast of 1909 in Russia? Leveled the forest. I may be saying it wrong. But there is a blast that happened in 1909 in Russia where something leveled the entire forest floor and all the trees.
I remember that. It came
and it's actually mentioned in Ghostbusters by Dan Aykroyd. He talks about the Tunguska blast of 1909. But anyway, what do y'all think about the possibility that that the military got a hold of that technology, that they've used it for war, they've used it for – because, you know, the military's always had first dibs on all technology, like video phones and things like that. What do y'all think – I'm going to let y'all chime in about the thought about the technology aspect.
Yeah. I think if – and I'm pretty positive that our country, as well as other governments, do have alien technology, alien ships, alien cadavers or bodies, however you want to refer to it. They will most definitely be using it to control technology, to control society overall, period.
Now, here's one.
The government, they didn't give NASA any information. That's an issue. You know that, right? NASA has nothing to do with this. Okay? So what if they did? Okay, the problem with this is, if they reverse engineered it, which is find out how
it
works.
That's what I meant.
You know what
I
mean?
Thank you.
And if they find out that way, okay? But the problem is, what if they bend space and time? Look, what happened to the fucking Mandela effect? It's Bernstein Bears, not Bernstein Bears, okay? And the fucking end of the Queen song after we were the champions of the world. Tell me that was not there.
That was in the song.
Yes, okay, so things like that. They just went
And the thing is, you'd have to go back, with the song. You got to listen to the vinyl original recording to prove that one to be the way
not
we remember
it. Not if they reverse engineered it and spent space and time, it would just be fucking removed. Get it?
And there's been a lot of those, like the fruit of the loom emblem not having a cornucopia on it.
It did too. Yes, it did.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
and somebody
never had one.
But see, I saw somebody who did a severely deep dive into that one because she was about to go freaking insane.
Yeah. Whatever.
And she found that they did have a patented emblem with the cornucopia when Fruit of the Loom first was founded.
That sounds kind of kinky.
No, it stayed with the cornucopia for a long time.
Right. I'm just kidding.
Okay. What worries me most is everybody feels, I don't know about you, me, everybody, I think we all do, feel like we fell into a fucking twilight zone.
Well, David and Lisa, there's one that I was going to tie into all of that. This is the cream of the gravy, the top of the gravy here.
I don't like gravy.
Stop to think about this. This is what made me think about World War II.
Right.
Do y'all remember the Philadelphia experiment?
Yeah, it was right outside. It's right outside the fort.
It was right after World War II, wasn't it?
And that was right in the waters right outside the fort.
didn't the events of Roswell happen just prior to World War II?
And you remember the Squadron 19 that vanished?
Yes,
over the Everglades. Hey, there was a bunch of strange shit.
Well, what the fuck happened to the flight at the
Flight 19.
The Malaysian airplane.
I know. I think it's Langoliers kind of stuff.
Wait. I'll never forget the time Courtney Love said she saw it in the water. It wasn't there,
Did you hear that, you know, that one plane that crashed in the Everglades? That they did paranormal research and they were actually picking up people talking that they didn't find all the bodies. And they were picking up the one I think that crashed in, maybe it was the '70s, but they were picking up, they were doing EVP sessions out there and they were getting all kinds of very interesting responses on some of their equipment. I think it was Florida. I think it was South Florida Paranormal, Central Florida Paranormal one, but it's several years ago they had went out there and they apparently captured some pretty good Class A information about a flight, and please forgive me, it's flight 10-something or other, but...
It
crashed in there.
I forget the Malaysian plane.
In the swamp, and they were getting all these interest, and I think they may have made a movie about that, if my memory serves me correctly.
You know what? I asked Walter where the Malaysian plane went. He said it's in... Wait, what did he say? It's in Vietnam in a World War II bunker. That's what he told me.
Really?
I have no idea. He told me this when it first happened. You know? I don't know. It's just pretty. Look, but wait. Okay. If they could bend space and time, right, if that entails changing the past.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That also could whip us into a fucking backward cycle with the earth and kill us all.
If it's not our technology to begin with, if we didn't engineer it to where we could understand and control it, we're not going to know how to use it, right? We're going to just fuck the entire planet
Wait, Walter had said something on the box. He said, this is a couple times, he said, we are not them. They are bad. We are the good. We are friends. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Me either. But maybe the whole line of them that are causing more problems. I don't know. I'm whatever. It's got to be, right? Something like that. Along those lines. It's pretty crazy. But if we think about look at the paranormal activity. We're saying it's increasing, right?
Oh, it's increasing.
But imagine... If I don't know, I don't wish that Morgan was here. All right, you know more of what I'm trying to say because I can't word it. But if you layer the dimensional layers and if you learn how to warp time and space, wouldn't that change your reality as it stands right now and in the future?
It would. It would definitely alter the dimensional space that we're all in. Combining it with some other dimensional space that we should not be in. So it's going to distort our understanding and viewpoints completely.
No, we wouldn't change. Imagine that. We stayed the same. Everything else changed. Can you imagine it?
That's crazy.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if they could bring people back or change the past? You know what I'm saying? Which ain't a good thing. Trust me, if someone will get a hold of that, okay. All right, so, but it seems like right now we're going through all the world wars at once, all the same.
Oh.
Like, you've got the Middle East, you know, and poor everybody over there with all that thing, Gaza, poor Gaza. And then,
yeah,
then you have, like, working across there, and now I just heard today America bombing somewhere else, and now
Yemen.
Yeah.
I'm going to step away for a minute. I got to clean up. Petey had an accident, so I got to clean up.
Petey.
Oh,
okay.
Poor Petey.
All right. So
yeah, no, the United States and the little coalition that have joined us are now bombing the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Why the fuck do you have to have a fucking war? It makes no sense to me. None of it makes any sense. It's stupid. It's killing people. It's like we're living in a video game. That's what it's like.
Yep. It's just, you know, turn off the fail safes in the video game and just go out and slaughter the world and start back over. Everybody, all these fucking world leaders have just fucking thrown the bullshit away, and they're going back to their fucking kindergarten sandbox crap.
It's weirder. It's very odd. Everything's really odd. Like, it doesn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? It's I don't know. It's too. I can't even express this. It just feels like I don't know. Like, everything opened up at once and it's all like, whoa, man. Like, it doesn't. Nothing feels right. Period.
Right.
That's the bottom line. It doesn't. Mikey has a great song. He should put that out called "Nothing Feels Right" because it fits. All right.
It's like stepping into those feelings of deja vu, but never coming back out of it. Knowing that you've already been through it, something just doesn't feel quite right. You feel like you've seen it, done it, lived it, heard it, experienced it all.
Not for me. Not for me. It feels like, whoa, wait a minute. What if, I don't know. I pick up a lot of things ahead of time, you know, like, and stuff like that. It just feels really fucking weird. I feel like I'm like la 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 in la la land, like, you know, just okay. I put on the box because of course somebody's got to let me know they want me. So I'll put it, and I've been getting the most. And I can't even begin to. I'm trying to put it out. And I'm like, this is too complicated. There's so much shit in the thing. The other night I turned on the box, right? I put it on. I say hi to them. Who do they yell for? Mikey. I mean it's so clear. I'm like, he's not here. He's in the other room. We'll get him in this room. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I go, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Mikey. I'm like, then Michael. It, for the first 5 minutes, they were trying to get a hold of Mikey.
Right.
Okay, it was fucking funny. But it's funny. I mean, like, if I post that, people are going to be like, what the hell? They were trying to get Mikey to come talk. William wanted to talk to him.
Oh, some of what Walter and William and the others talk about when you're hearing it on the box.
Yeah.
Would absolutely blow people's minds. I mean, it might send people into panic. Like,
they're too funny. The day before, I was running, and at the end when I went to say goodbye, I burped, right?
Right.
Loudly, and they burped back. Okay? I was like, and when I went, but I heard it, and I was still bending my burp, and then when I played it back, I heard it, which is funnier. They burped back.
Yeah, that's the new new hang up on the French box.
And they said, it was funny. Okay, stuff like that, but more stuff. They're actually talking more about things like, I don't know, you know, like
about
like
the
we
return
need to hurry
of.
Up. I don't know what return is coming. All right, but there are so many. They're returning. They are returning. So
yeah,
I don't know. And I keep going back to Frank and what Frank taught me, man. All right, and I understand it, so it don't bug me at all, because there's nothing to worry about. You know what I mean? So
and you were saying they said that there was 1,000 of them coming.
Yeah, that's what they said. Day before yesterday, along with the burp, okay, and several other things. Like Mikey every fucking 2 seconds for like 5 minutes. All right. Stuff like that. What I do is go back over it and over it, because a lot of times I've noticed, okay, that when they say something, sometimes it's ahead of the situation unless it's urgent.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like the pandemic, they went straight out and said, a catastrophe is coming. I said, what? They said a catastrophe. I said, when? What are you talking about? And they said 3 months. That was December.
And that's
November. It was the end of November, beginning of December. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And boom, there you go. That was yeah, that was bad. But other times I look back like I did, or I'll listen back even to that one I was playing when I said, remember when it said something, and I called Stefan, how the fuck was I going to call him when I didn't know him? I did not know him, okay,
right.
At that point. It was like 2 years before I met him. So, like, then I look back at it and I giggle. And then stuff like, you know, something about the house, it find the book, right? They
oh, right.
And then when I moved in here, I found my book of old box stuff. Well, I wrote it down and recorded it, you get it? But wrote it down
right.
as it was happening. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, shit, it pertains to this year. I found the book. Yeah.
And they were trying to keep you informed ahead of time to keep that book in place so that you could read back and see what was going on.
Yeah.
That they were telling
you. No, I think it's more like checkpoints, kind of.
Oh, right.
Like, you know, you're here now. This is it. This is that time you got to look out for, you know what I mean, or something like that. This is the time
right.
to be alert. Wake up. For the first 2 years of EVPs, that's what I got. Did you know that? Was wake up. Yeah.
So,
no matter where
yeah, they were just trying to get you to step out of...
Snap to it, Lisa. Come on in. Snap to it. Where's Baby though?
He's still cleaning up a little mess because Petey had an accident.
Petey.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It happens. They always do, especially if you're not paying attention to him.
He's not paying attention. He's usually not home still at this time, but the weather's kept him at home.
I know.
Yeah, it's cold and snowy outside there, so, you know, yeah, it happens.
My dogs have been all over that. They would have been out there rolling in the fucking snow, eating every bit of snow that they could possibly get. They would eat the snow. That's what they would spend most of their time doing, and then they'd run in the snow. And come in with icicles on their belly. They didn't care. They would stay out longer than what I wanted them to because
what they're bred for.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, and they would dig in the snow like they were finding somebody.
Yeah, like that one movie. Predator where they...
Oh, shit.
Where they, well, no, wait, no, it was The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing where found the... giant spaceship in the ice that had been in there
that's
for like 30,000 years.
Was that northern or south, north or south pole?
I'm thinking north, maybe.
And whatever it was got into human blood and did some sort of transformational thing, right?
Yeah,
what
shout out to The Thing, the original one from 1982 with Kurt Russell.
Oh, that was
83.
That was great.
That is
great.
The best one. You know that special effect where the head with the spider legs?
I remember.
That actually terrified the shit out of me when I was a kid.
I love horror movies.
John Carpenter, man.
Unless you're in the middle of the Poconos or Jersey up in where they made Friday the 13th on my not Jersey side. And
a lot of people don't realize Crystal Lake. Is that New York or New Jersey? Camp Crystal Lake. Where was that originally at?
Well, there's probably a few of them, but the Friday the 13th was
made
in Jersey.
I've been told New York.
Okay,
yeah,
Jersey.
No, but Jersey was where Friday the 13th was made. Yep. Jersey. What do you call it?
Haddonville, Illinois, right?
Not the Poconos. What the fuck?
Haddonville?
Across them. Oh, my God. The mountains. I forget what they're called at this moment.
Maybe it's Haddonville, New Jersey.
Appalachian?
No. Now everybody's screwing me up. I'll never remember the fucking name. Let me think. The Stokes Forest. There you go.
Oh, I know what that is. I've been through there many times.
All right.
Is that
so that's
Smoky Mountain Range?
What?
Is that in the Smoky Mountains?
Is that the Northern Appalachians, right?
No, it's Jersey.
Oh, no, I guess the Appalachians part of them, don't they go through New Jersey?
Yeah, kind of. I guess it's considered because the Poconos here, yeah, they got it. They run past there.
Probably. I think it's up there. I don't know.
I don't know which way it goes up through New York. You know,
Poconos are right there where Pennsylvania and New Jersey and all
that's
that.
That's it.
You know?
Right there is Dignitz Ferry Bridge. You start going across that, you go down into Jersey, and you're into Friday the 13th territory.
And the Adirondacks and the Catskills are beautiful, too. That's in New York there.
Shit.
This comment's completely off topic all the way around. But I was talking to my daughter, and they've been playing, like, Fallout 76 on console.
Oh, yeah. I used to play the original.
Okay. Apparently, apparently this one actually has the Mothman that you can, you know, interact with in the game.
Neat.
And my brain suddenly said, you know, they're going around trying to find Mothman absolutely the wrong way. He's a moth. He's a man. Go sit in the woods with a bright light and a six-pack of beer.
What if the Mothman only comes, he only comes around, like, before something happened, like the bridge? Okay,
yep.
So maybe he's just an animal or something.
And it wasn't just here in the States, though, either. Mothman showed up over in Russia or the Ukraine before a couple of nasty catastrophic events.
I've never heard that. You know what I mean? I've never heard that. I just know Mothman territory I was close to when we got hit by the meteor fog.
Well, I don't know, but I didn't know this.
I know the guy who runs
the Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. His name's Jeff Wamsley.
Right.
And a shout-out to Jeff. He's one of my good friends of a very, very, very long time, all the way back to LOL Instant Messenger. Day,
right.
MySpace, et cetera. But
LOL.
The Point Pleasant
bridge. Yeah.
I think it was called the Silver.
Yep.
Was it the Silver Bridge?
Oh, I don't. Point Pleasant, Ohio.
Well, it's the one that fell into the water.
Yeah, that one. I don't know what it was.
But anyway, that whole story is worth a whole show. The Mothman thing is a pretty interesting story.
It's crazy. I know. And the whole, okay, that was too many people with too many witnesses to discard, too. Okay,
right.
That definitely was. It really was. I don't think he did it. I think he came to warn people. I think he came to warn people that there's going to be a disaster.
So
he didn't.
Yeah, he wasn't a creator of catastrophe. He was a harbinger of warning for it.
But
okay,
I believe he's a
dude. It's like, pay attention because something bad's going to happen if I go over here, and you're going to have to do something about it quick.
Especially if they're standing in the area of what happened.
Right, but then they're all looking at it like, oh, that's a Mothman. Let's get 1,000 people together and go kill it.
Yeah, right. That's just human fucking behavior. Animals are so much more better.
Well, good luck with that. If he can do what he does in the movie, they're shit out of luck.
That's true.
Like I said, sit out in the woods with a very bright light to bring in the moth part of the Mothman and a six-pack of beer to bring in the man of the Mothman.
Okay,
I'll tell you what. I think he's Jeepers Creepers' second cousin or something, you know.
That movie was so – I love that movie.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That is the shit.
I am a horror movie fucking nut.
Oh,
like
Danielle.
That, you know?
Danielle could talk for hours about horror movies. She's a
– Oh, my God.
Jeepers Peepers? Who? Wasn't there a movie like that filmed at an old school in Florida?
Don't know.
An abandoned elementary school.
I don't know, but those are pretty cool.
Yeah, but Jeepers Creepers, that's different. That's
a lot of activity in them schools for some reason. We got one down here in Asheville, North Carolina, high school. It's got some pretty interesting captures that have been captured over the years. A really clear Class A visual capture on the surveillance hospital back in 2016 there in Asheville, 70 miles down the mountain from us.
I imagine a lot of old schools, especially like the Catholic ones. Okay, wait. The Catholic schools and the residential schools.
Man, Catholic is just when you think Catholic, you know, wow, it's ghosts.
No, you know, but listen, like the residential schools were run by them, remember? For the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how
right.
much torture took place. And when you go in your equipment, the residual that's left behind by that, oh, my God, can you imagine?
Yeah, that's why
like,
you ever
oh, my God.
I see a question since you brought that up. Have you ever seen a K2 meter pulse for absolutely no reason?
That's
and then it pulses, and it finally goes out. I believe that's residual resonance. Whenever
that
you're,
would be good. Yeah, it could be.
It's like it's flashing, it's pulsing, and then there's nothing. There's nothing. It just does this pulsing. I've been out in the middle of a field. Danielle's my witness. We had this house down here. It used to be abandoned. This this ranch house down here, trailer or whatever, double wide trailer, whatever, modular home or whatever it is. And back in 10 years ago, actually. We were walking over there in his abandoned property, and I kept telling her, I kept seeing two boys walking back toward that building right in front of our house, you know? And I followed those in, and me and Courtney, my daughter, and Danielle went walking down there, and my K2 meter started doing that pulsing shit right in the middle of the field, right in front of the house.
Yep.
And there was nothing there. And I had the ghost speaker. Shout out to Debbie Krug and her husband, Scott, who do Krugism app, Krugism.com. They made the ghost speaker. It's still around and available on Android, and I think it's available on Apple iOS now. But, yeah, we were getting replies, all kinds of weird replies on the ghost speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the damn K2 meter just randomly would do this, like, strobe light thing.
Mm-hmm. That happened once at the fort. Where it was intense, though, but at the port it might not have been resistant because it went really intense and then slowly back off.
Well, I think it could be.
I don't know what it was. I don't either. I can't even tell you.
That's the thing we got to remember about the paranormal. We really don't. We can speculate all day.
Oh, gotcha.
And
K2 is when they're measuring, EMS fields is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know if it's just a random EMS field that's coming through the pathway, or if it's actually spirit emanating their own EMF, which is affecting the equipment.
And I looked for transformer. I looked up off the poles. No, we were away from everything.
Yeah, no.
It ends our road in, and then it goes into the field from the 1800s, and someone put this double wide modular home down here at the end of the subdivision because it wasn't residentially zoned. And they got this one little private drive now, and the people live in it now. But every time I'd go to check my mail, I get just like this weird vibe coming off that. And then one night I was sitting on the couch, and we got a giant bay window.
Right.
And Daniel, was it Christmas that I saw them boys? And I told you there's like these two boys walking or kids walking. Do you remember? Okay. Well, anyway. There was something going on. And actually, I have an old – in fact, I may make it my background picture again. About 10 years ago, Facebook started allowing you to post a background picture on your – your one of my first ones is a picture of me holding that K2 meter, and it's right in the middle of the strobe.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
so
cool.
So I may change my background to that picture from a very, very long time ago. I can't remember exactly when I finally found it and uploaded it. It may not have been then, but I do have that picture on Facebook, and I'm going to pull that.
I've seen that one. I remember
and
you
just
standing
and you,
up.
What the hell?
Pointing at the ground.
What?
And yeah, that's my,
what?
Yeah.
What, David? What the hell, what?
Poor
wow.
David, I keep interrupting.
No, he's like, what the hell? What happened?
Oh, very loud pop right outside here.
Oh, okay.
Loud bang.
What is it?
It's the main. It's the Haynesville
transformer.
No,
it's Mothman. God damn it!
It's Mothman. No, would it be in Maine though? It wouldn't be Mothman. It'd be Lox-the-Lamb.
No, oh my God. There is a creature up here, Snallygast. Something. Okay, Dave Schrader was talking about it on his show
that's
once.
That's where I heard it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the.
Hi, Dave,
but yeah, no,
I
think I think what it was. It's like I got to remember to think back. I think the deck is getting cold, and I think one of the screws just popped.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
What is the temperature there up there in the Great North Tundra?
Hang on.
Because I know you live in the land of snow, so, you know.
Yeah, he,
like...
lives in he lives in I'm almost in Canada land. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. I'm almost in Canada.
We get the bad weather and he gets a pass because of how north he is.
Lately. It seems to be hitting everybody at one time. It's crazy.
Well, right now it's 19
right
degrees. Yeah, right now it's 19.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to get down, by the way, zero, by the way, they changed.
I know, it's so bad. My friend over in Arkansas, Fabian, Anastasia, she showed the temperature was this morning, like, or late this morning, was like minus one or some shit.
That's what my kids are looking at. It was like 10 below yesterday, and wind chills were about 30 below.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man,
it sounds like
Christ.
Illinois, though. I've been in Illinois when it was like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bad thing about Illinois is there's not a goddamn thing around to block the freaking wind or to observe it. To absorb the cold. Like
that's
up here,
tornadoes,
you know, we got
more out there.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well,
Pennsylvania's
right.
got a lot of nice little...
Pennsylvania, yeah. Yeah, but what the fuck is this with Jersey and Pennsylvania getting fucking tornadoes? What is this new shit? You know how many we had this year? What the hell is that?
Well, I've always been told as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Over the summer last year, you guys had, like, what, 5 tornadoes?
No, I can't tell
you. Yeah, we had. Yeah, that's not cool. I mean, my mother was paranoid about storms because she wanted to go in a storm, so every time it just thundered once, she was panic-stricken. She couldn't drive over a bridge either.
Yeah.
Everybody has to drive for her over a bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, but the storms part,
right.
You get everybody shut the window, shut the air conditioner. Well, then again, maybe it's because one night when I was sleeping, it was storming out, my air conditioner, shard of lightning came through my air conditioner and hit the wall above my head. Yeah.
Wow.
Set off the house fire alarm.
It happened in 1974.
What?
Lightning, I was laying in a bathtub in
It did to you too? What happened?
Yeah, I was laying in a bathtub in 1974. I guess I was like 5 or 6. It was also the same place and same year that me and my friends discovered the body of that woman rolled down the hill behind it. It's in Houston. We were living in Houston. It was north. I'll never forget it, even as little as I was. It was called North Point Apartments, and it was in Deer Park, Texas, near Pasadena and all that.
Right.
And me and my friends we kept smelling something really bad, like really bad rotten chicken.
Oh, yeah, I know that smell. I can't smell it even.
Pissed and rotten chicken and rotten piss or whatever. And we walked down that hill, and the ravine was way in behind the apartment. And there was something rolled up like a burrito and duct taped or whatever down there. And Mom told me later on that we had... You know, I went and told my mom. Everybody went and told their moms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Mom, my mother explained it to me. Because, you know, it's Houston. Well, actually, somebody tried to break the door down. My mom stabbed them in the hand. True story.
Oh, shit.
And,
Good for her.
And, then we moved out. But anyway, my mother told me point blank. A little kid, she looked at me and she said, that was a dead woman. They killed a woman. Stay away from behind the apartment complex.
Oh, that's crazy.
And actually, Mom didn't let me out, and we moved out about a month later. She got sectionated or something. I can't remember. But that's when I was with my mom.
Good for her. Yep.
And it was the movie Stand By Me. It's got a special meaning to me because of that. I mean, the first time I read the book, I'm like, wow.
Because those kids were on their little journey to go find a dead body.
Right, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of kids out there that have this has happened to in the major cities. They foundered upon something like that, you know, and it didn't bother me. I still
that happened.
But just know that I'll never forget that smell. To this day, I can still smell that. The closest thing I ever smelled was a really bad. We found a refrigerator out in the field one time. I was a teenager many years later, and someone had left chicken, you know, like a pack of chicken in there.
Maggots.
And other food, and it was about as close. It was that smell, except without the piss or whatever, you know, rotten piss.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I used to pick up the dead deer off the road.
I can still smell that. And I know this kind of got morbid, but we were talking about lightning. That very bathroom, the weird thing, lightning came from the direction of that ravine because our bathroom window faced the back of the apartment.
Oh, shit. Did it hit the
window? I was laying, and this was about 2 weeks before I found that.
Huh. Oh, wow.
It was a storm. But the lightning, I didn't know lightning, but I heard that lightning has what's called, it has arcs that come off of it.
Yeah.
And it they feel, you know, they look for other contact points.
That's
what
mine did.
But it was blue. It was the most pretty blue color.
Like me. Where did it go? Where did it hit?
Well, it just like it reversed, like you was watching a video. It came in above the window because there was no screen or nothing. It came to the top of me in the bathtub, and then it just like someone rewound the video, and it went right back out the way it came, like someone had hit stop and rewind.
That's probably what it did with me, because it hit the wall and then set off the fire alarm.
A special thing you need to know about that. That was 2 years before my first paranormal experience.
Oh, wow. Oh, see, yeah. Maybe. Oh, shit. I was little. I was like, I don't know.
It was 74.
Six, five?
It was
five?
August of 74 because it was really hot and that stunk so bad. You know, it was nasty. Yeah, it was
crazy.
Man, we got off on a weird topic.
That's all right.
No, but I mean, truth is stranger than fiction.
It matches, though. Imagine.
That's going to be in the book that I'm trying to write somehow. Like trying to drill a hole in the wall that I guess I'm not
right. Writing. I know. You've got to do it soon. You have to. You're like me. You'll do it at the last minute if somebody tells you got to do it right now.
Hey, Lisa. What? We inspired Danielle. After we get off the show, Danielle and I are going to watch Jeepers Creepers tonight.
Oh, fantastic. That was a great movie.
Danielle said hi. She's waving.
Hi, Danielle. We love you.
Yeah.
Hi. Everybody
she
say
said
hi. Yep.
Meanwhile, when I talk to people, all I do is remind them to watch stupid other movies. Like last night after I got off from my child, she was going to turn around to watch Airheads.
Oh, gosh.
Again.
Oh, that's such a crazy movie.
Yeah. That is
it's Jimmy Buffett is in that, I'm pretty sure.
Jimmy Buffett?
He plays a cameo in it, doesn't he?
I think one of them.
It's either Jimmy Buffett or that other guy. I can't remember his name. The one who did Coming Up, Never Hobbit, Never Will. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I mentioned it the other day, though. I'm on MMR. I'm pretty sure of that.
It's been
that
old
Captain. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm an Ace Ventura with Nature Calls kind of person.
Oh, that's my movie. Alrighty then.
One or two.
Oh, one was great when he took
They're both great.
To the bedroom.
Yep, that one was
Remember
great.
Remember that?
Yep.
That was so
When
fun.
Nature Calls?
Yeah,
that
was
my
favorite.
Favorite.
He's holding the raccoon.
Oh,
hand.
That
oh
is the
God.
Second one, because the first one was just Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Pet Detective, yeah. I saw that one too and loved it too, but I love When Nature Calls, because it's hysterical. When Jim Carrey walks into that party. But when he goes into the party and the Monopoly looking guy on the stairs, remember, with memory, it takes him and starts dancing with him. And Do not collect $200 or whatever.
Do not collect $200. Hey, guess what my favorite part of that was?
What?
Man, there's just so many parts of that movie that were my favorite.
No,
but
I like
if I have one of my defining ones, it's when the guy's just sitting there and he points at him and he goes, "Your balls are showing."
Oh my God, oh my God, when he goes upstairs and then he pretends he's not going upstairs and he's on the ledge, remember? Trying to talk in some way where he don't even have to do it. But anyway.
Oh, wait, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh my God, yeah. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He's bouncing up and down in the car like he's hitting a bunch of bumps.
Yep, I know.
And then he lands and he says, like a glove.
He makes the elephant sit on the other car.
Remember the rhinoceros was giving birth to him?
Kids were terrified of that one.
That was funny as hell. I love Jim Carrey.
They don't make movies like that anymore because everybody's so afraid they're going to offend somebody, I guess.
And
that one would never. No.
The mask was another one.
Yeah.
Love the mask.
Cameron Diaz was a great
That was a great movie. That was just, it's a true story. Right? So, that was...
About Loki's mask.
Yeah, Floki.
Who?
Loki.
No.
Floki, Floki was on
No, you guys are not on the page. I'm talking about the movie mask with Cher and the other guy.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Not,
Rocky. Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That's a fucking phenomenal movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that wasn't the one that I had first mentioned.
Oh, yeah, God. I don't know the other
he
one.
He dies
so,
at the
yeah.
end of it, yeah.
But
I don't
you've never, Jim Carrey's movie, The Mask.
No.
Oh, you haven't seen The Mask?
What is it about?
It's like, he does like the wolf. He sits at the table and goes, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, his dog, or he finds a wooden mask, which is actually Loki's mask.
Yeah, the little Jack Russell
mask. Jim Carrey does.
Jim Carrey, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Never mind.
Yeah,
okay,
he,
never,
yeah, he's green, and he's wearing that huge yellow zoot suit, pimp clothing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've seen that. I just didn't.
And
then
remember,
yeah,
you make
that
it
one was...
you feel lucky, punk, and all them guns come out.
Oh, my God.
That's so great.
Yeah,
oh,
that
God.
One was hilarious. But the other one was Cher about the kid who had elephantiasis.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
That's
yep.
what it was called.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a good movie. I like that movie.
That was a very good movie.
It was a very sad movie.
Yeah,
I know.
It was.
It definitely
was.
That and
was
did
like
you?
Boy in the bubble, you know, with John.
Yeah.
Oh, the boy in the plastic bubble. Yes.
Everybody.
Yes,
did
yes,
either
yes.
one of you?
For these guys to survive, and they just
I
got
know.
Yeah.
Again.
Have you
I
guys?
Know.
Have either one of you seen that movie Powder?
Oh,
yes.
God, yeah. That's
yes,
one of
yes,
our
yes. That was a good movie.
Movies.
That was a great movie. That
yeah,
one.
Lance Henriksen from Pumpkinhead
mm-hmm.
plays the sheriff. Yeah, that's a really good movie.
Yep. Pumpkinhead's another one, by the way.
Pumpkinhead's the shit. The original. The first one
yep.
is the best.
Yep.
Ed Hawley.
Yep.
That,
oh, my God.
You don't bury nothing in that ground, Ed Hawley.
Oh, my God.
Her name's Haggis. Who the
oh
hell named
God.
Her after a Scottish... dish. The witch's name was Haggis, yeah.
Haggis. Yeah, that is. That is a
what the hell is Haggis? Sheep's
oh,
stomach filled with
meat
and barley.
God.
It's actually and I think it's actually a creature in Scotland.
Yeah, actually, oh. That's correct.
I think there is a Haggis
yeah, they
creature.
Call
it looks like a guinea pig.
The blue-faced
okay.
hag. Yes, that's
yep.
correct. Good job,
Dave. Yep.
The blue-faced
yep.
hag. Hags of the Dribble, too. That's actually more English, but Hags
that was Star
very,
Trek.
Well, yeah,
I don't
also,
know.
There's another one in Russia called Baba Yaga.
I thought what? She was more Yugoslavian, Baba Yaga.
Oh, actually, I've read that actually transcends
to
different
come from?
Areas of Russia and Slavia. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, yeah.
There's many different versions of it. But I was always told that the original one came from Russia. It was a Russian folk tale.
It might be, yeah.
But they do have it in Slavia. Yeah, they kind of adopted. Well, like
and,
in Germany, they got the, they got the different cult. In like Germany and Bavaria, they've got similar, they got something called the night crap, which is a night raven that picks children's guts. But
oh,
it's more
lovely.
Throughout. Yeah,
oh my God.
If your kids are bad, then the night crap. The knocked crap will come and pick their guts.
Right.
Oh,
oh
and there's
God.
One called the Erdhen. It's a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
If the chicken quacks, you're dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's called the Erdhen, and it's in Bavaria and Germany and so I understand how those folk tales can transcend through different
there
areas because those places are so close together.
Right. There was a series on Netflix. I don't know. I know Lisa hasn't seen it. I don't know if you've heard of it or not. It's called The Witcher.
Yeah. Oh, I watch it all the time. It's
okay.
Great.
The bestiary. Yeah. The bestiary that they use for The Witcher are all real life modern monsters that you've heard, that everybody's heard the stories about. That
yeah.
they just converted and put into the series.
Yeah.
Like it was something completely different.
Oh, well, let's go back a few years. You remember a show called Grimm?
No.
Oh, my God. Y'all haven't seen Grimm. It's about 10 years ago.
No.
Grimm,
definitely not.
It was a descendant. The brothers Grimm, the Grimms were all
I know the brothers
monster
Grimm.
Hunters.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Grimm was like, it is in Portland, Oregon. And Grimm was a story about this man and this detective. This man was a descendant of the Brothers Grimm, and the Brothers Grimm fairy tales are actually real stories, and those creatures existed with us. They
yep.
always
right.
found a way to mask themselves, and he had to go after some of them that were the bad ones.
Oh, wow. This
and
is, I
highly recommend
crazy.
Grimm. If y'all haven't seen it, you'll better get some popcorn. You're going to love it. It's got beavers and it's got all these different types of people that are like,
they're
beavers? Like more like, what's his name? What was his name? Monroe, Daniel? Yeah, Monroe was a, he was a wolf, Wolfsman, which is a wolf, a werewolf, and he was his best friend, and he had, he was supposed to kill him, but he befriended him, and they helped,
well,
he, helped he helps find the other shapeshifters.
So,
it's 10 years ago, but it's a great movie, great show. I mean, it's a great movie, not a movie.
Yep, yep, never watched TV since 2013.
Grimm. Oh, you got to watch Grimm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I haven't.
It's
like
a long
time
ago, but it's good TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I know
for the era.
I can imagine because I watched Sleepy Hollow. I watched all this. That's what I watched. That's it.
Oh, yeah, that's contemporary.
That's it. Yep. That I watched Sleepy Hollow, and that's it since 2013, except for like movies and stuff like that.
Oh, Sleepy
you know
Hollow
I mean?
Was great.
No,
I
did. I watched the whole series.
Remember when you used to have to break out of that what was it?
Yeah.
That grave or whatever.
Yep. And that was it.
Break out of the grave.
Yeah, which reminds me of reverse engineering.
Well, that'd be Godzilla.
Right, that's... with the right?
Absolutely.
No, that's coming. I told you that. I told you that.
That's going to be what is that? Iceland or Finland? Iceland.
Japan.
Where all the volcanoes are erupting all at once up there on the island.
Yeah, but the he's not nuclear. Godzilla was from a nuclear leak.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's also a lizard. Lizards got to have it warmer.
Well,
if he's
going to
show up,
true.
It's going to be where all the volcanoes are erupting right now in one local spot.
Nah, it's going to come out of a sinkhole in China or something. A big giant forest down there. They found like this giant area, and it goes really, really deep with caverns and trees, and it's got wildlife they've never seen before.
With,
where
yeah, severely ancient. Yeah, ancient,
they're
ancient
like,
growth.
They're going to be like, yo, it's getting too hot down here, man. Time to roll and come back up.
Well, back
yeah,
to
that's going
to
be the same. They're going to be sitting out there. They're going to do some sort of live broadcast from it, and suddenly you're going to see pterodactyls flying out of that hole.
Dude, I would expect anything at this time.
What
about you?
Is that birds are descended from the dinosaurs? All you got to do is look at their feet.
Oh, they are. They are. They know that.
They are. They were, you know, one time they were flying reptiles. People tend to forget that.
Yep,
birds
they
have
are.
Evolved into their own genus or whatever you call it.
They did. They
the velociraptors.
Flying reptiles, yeah.
Yeah, velociraptors, I think, just shrunk down and grew feathers, and that's what we call chickens.
Oh, cool.
Wait, what?
A velociraptor is
a
chicken.
Velociraptor.
It don't look like a raptor, though.
Have you seen a pissed off? Have you really had to deal with a pissed off rooster?
Yeah, they got spurs and
them big old spurs and roosters with them.
Like, I've been spurred many times. It's not fun.
No, no shit. I don't get attacked by birds. They like me. They think I have snacks.
I only had one rooster, and we sold him to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I don't know what happened to this rooster. He was fine one day. I go out there the next day to feed them all, and he just put a switch flipped in his head, and he was right there attacking my freaking leg every day
for
2 months.
Because you put him in the thing with the girls, that's why.
No.
No?
No. He wasn't with the girls.
Oh, maybe that's why then.
But, you know, I don't know, but he suddenly got pissed off at me and said, no. Nope, I can't have that. I can't have you around here being violent.
The other guy just
picked him right up.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't have a problem with that rooster, and I'm like, okay, good. He's going to a decent place. He likes the guy.
People they think that roosters are all sleazy little chicken. You know, a rooster will mess you up if you let it.
Yep, I know. I know my dogs with the first time they saw my dogs had mad respect for birds, man. Birds is the land. I watched William Howe, my dog, the hawk was flying overhead, right? And he was next to me and it was sunny out and the shadow came and he ducked on the ground. Literally, because the bird passed over his head. They had a mad respect for birds. But they saw them turkeys, man, Walter and Frank, and there were 10 of them. There were 10 of them and they formed that bee. They put up their tails, they go, oh! And they started running at the dogs. The dogs said,
hey, turkeys will mess you up too, brother.
Yeah. They said, fuck this shit. They ran in the house.
Seven.
They took me back into the house. Yeah. They were like, no way, we don't want to go out there. Shut the door.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, we're
yeah.
down
this
to
been
the
an...
minute.
Oh, wait.
We
wait,
love
wait.
You guys. Thanks for
wait,
catching us.
Wait,
we
got
a
call.
Again.
Call. Wait, wait,
normal.
Wait. We got a call. Hello? You're on the air. We only got 10 seconds left.
Good
hi,
night, everyone.
I was calling. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I was calling in for a
we
week.
Only have... Oh, we only, we're going off the air now. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Y'all have a good week.
Okay.
You too, Fabian.
Don't go ice skating.
Okay. Bye. Hi.